In the name of Jesus, send the light. In the name of Jesus, send the light. Send the light.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to pray and speak to God to send light. The Bible says there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of God brings light, brings understanding. Ask that God will grant you understanding. Let the eyes of the of your understanding be opened. Our Father, we thank you very much for your goodness and your mercy unto us. We thank you because you are the Father of all light. We come to you and we say, oh God, let there be light.
Amen.
Let there be light in the darkness in the soul.
Amen.
Let there be light.
Amen.
Let all the activities of darkness be judged.
Amen.
Let all the works of darkness be judged.
Amen.
Let all the spirits of darkness within our soul be bound.
Amen.
That this land might be cleansed.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Lord, help us to climb.
Amen.
To begin this journey back to heaven.
Amen.
To begin to climb back to this garden. To that place where you have made a provision. This land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
Lord, whet our appetite.
Amen.
Stir up our appetite for you, O God.
Amen.
Let our affections be set on fire.
Amen.
That we might no longer have any interest in this life and energy that comes from the world. That will not be conformed, will not be patterned, will not be ruled by this world. But Lord, we will begin to receive a change, a transformation into the glory of the resurrected Christ. We ask, O God, you might breathe upon us the breath of life. As you came and breathed unto Adam that day, breathe upon us afresh.
Amen.
That might be a new people.
Amen.
That there will arise a new army out of this valley of dry bones.
Yes,
Lord, we open ourselves to receive life.
Amen.
The bone will join to his bone.
Oh, yes.
That sinew and flesh will begin to come upon us.
Oh, yes.
That there will be a quickening, a rustling. Lord, that men will begin to comfort other graves.
Amen.
That men will begin to recollect their faculties.
Amen.
And begin to rise up.
Amen.
Lord, we come to losing our ability in you, our faculties, our senses in you, O God, to rise. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Speak for thy servant hearing,
yes,
O God. Let your word be written with an indelible ink.
Amen.
Upon the recesses and depths of our loins,
Amen.
Of the loins of our minds.
Amen.
Lord, wherein there has been corruption, that there will be a purging.
Amen.
That the source of this river will be pure and clean.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Amen.
Give bread to the eater.
Amen.
And seed to the sower.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to try to advance from where we stopped. One of the scriptures we read, maybe we'll start from there. It's John chapter 1.
It's John
John 1:51. This scripture is the breaking news in Zion. If somebody asks you, what is the breaking news? Tell them that angels are now ascending. Amen. The men are now climbing back to heaven. And that you are one of those men. So say goodbye world. Amen.
Amen.
For scripture says, set your affections on the things above. I don't want to get into it, but the Bible talks about the resurrection that will make us to be like angels. Well, it says that these ones in the resurrection shall be like the angels. Because they neither marry or give in marriage. One of the major forces in life at this earthly carnal level is sexuality. But I want to prophesy to you that there's a new man coming. His energy, the life that will drive him will not come from that level. Amen. It will come from God directly. Amen. You know, when you have a mother that has a little child, she will chew the meat and then break it down and begin to put it in the mouth of the child. But she has taken all the sweetness of the meat. You know, these sisters, when they are cooking, they are very active. They are very active. So when you ask them, have you eaten? They say, don't worry. They have been active in the kitchen. So just eat your own though, and take care of yourself. Amen. So we have been receiving handouts. And sexuality is one big gate of hell. But there are people coming. Their energy is from the garden of God. Amen. Because it says God planted a garden eastward in Eden. The east speaks of the mind. And in the tabernacle, this is the east. This is the west. This is the south. And this is the north. And this is the gate through which the soul must come in. So this place is called the altar of brass. It has four horns. Amen. It is the soul that must come to the place of judgment. Amen.
Amen.
So in this scripture in John, He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending, upon the Son of Man." So the Son of Man is a bridge.
Then is
the ladder. So, and when you look at the tabernacle, we see the ladder. There are seven steps in this ladder. There are seven steps. The first one is the altar of brass. Brass is the place of judgment.
Then brass are the expert.
So the question is, who is being judged? Why does the soul need to be judged? Amen.
Amen.
The next one is it's the basin. Okay, that has water. Okay, so it's made of brass. So it's a brass basin. It is a place of washing. So it is a place of consecration. It's a place of sanctification. And it is a place of baptism. Amen.
Amen.
And these three experiences is still in the reception. The soul has not entered though. The soul is still looking. Because Jesus said you must first look before you enter. So you have to see the kingdom. Now, what is the kingdom? Which one is the kingdom? This is the kingdom. It's called the sanctuary. This one is just a reception. You come into this compound. You have a gate. And then you have this house. If you enter the gate, have you entered the house? But many of us say we have entered. And that we are not the sons of God. Is that true? So this is to help you and me check where we are.
Okay.
So in the outer court there are two experiences. They are not in the head. They are of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Many of us know book in our head. Say, tabernacle, I know it. Can I ask you one question? Are you walking in it? Are you walking in it? Because it's not just good to be hearers of the word. We must be doers. Amen.
Amen.
This altar of brass.
The altar of brass
is the place where darkness. That's where darkness begins to be dealt with. That's why Ekum is dealt with. Amen. So this soul, where is the soul coming from? Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, there was the heavens and the earth. Okay, reading, what's the next one now? Ukum was there. You understand? In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And Ukum was there.
And darkness was there.
Amen. You see, I'm not interpreting for him. Amen. So the devil has made us to forget where we are coming from.
And did you ever see that or did you do it?
And that is why we must go back to work. There is a problem with my soul. I want to tell you about my soul today. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you are born again.
Amen.
But there is a problem. What's the problem? Ukum is the problem.
Darkness is the problem.
Amen. Where is the darkness? In the soul. And the Bible says God is light. And in that light, in God's nature, there is no darkness. So if God says he's going to meet with you, remember, you have a destination. God says he's going to meet you on the at the mercy seat. That means by the time the soul comes to this experience, there is no more darkness within the soul. Now, what that means is that any message, any doctrine that makes an excuse or allowance for darkness is from the devil.
Amen.
Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Amen.
Amen.
Well, one of those small deviations is that message that tells you you are a god. If you are a god, you don't need to do anything. You have already arrived. Okay. The Bible says you must do what? You must work out your salvation. With fear and trembling. And Paul says, I do not count myself to have attained. But one thing I do. When I wake up in the morning, I say, God, I'm going to overcome today. Amen.
Amen.
Paul was a train that was always moving forward. Amen.
Amen.
In God, there is no compromise for darkness. And I want to encourage you not to make any compromise with darkness. The Bible says we should have a garment that is not spotted by the world. Say, love not the world.
I never call my rainbow.
Or the things in the world. The lust of the eyes. The pride of life. And the lust of the flesh. Say, do all those things there. Of the world. Amen.
Amen.
So there is a principle that the soul must meet God in the holiest of all. So this altar of brass is where God begins to judge darkness. Remember, the soul has four natures, which we drew in the morning. And these natures are the natures of the mind. Sorry. The natures of the mind, the desire, the emotions, and the will. So those are the four corners here. Amen.
Amen.
God must judge my mind. God must judge my emotions. God must judge my desires. And God must judge my will. Amen.
Amen.
There are four. Somebody say, where is this in the Bible? Okay, we'll show you where it is in the Bible. Now, when you look at your Bible, there is a story of a man called Cornelius. In Acts chapter 10. And there was one big brother that went to his house. And that big brother, his name is Peter. So Peter was there. Praying. Remember, Peter was a Gentile, was a Jewish man. And at this particular time, all the Jewish brethren, they were preaching to only acquire one people. They say acquire one people, only marry acquire one people. Is that true? Is that true, brother?
Men together.
At the end of the day, I cry for my brother, with a man, I cry for my sister. That is like the Jews preaching to the Jews. So, as far as the Jews were concerned, every right person was defiled. They were unclean. So you can imagine the experience of this brother. He had a vision. And he saw something coming down. And inside that thing was all manner of creatures. Inside there you can find lion. You can find bears. You can find the creeping things. And you can find the beasts of the earth. They were all there. He said, brother, rise and eat. In other words, I have cleaned them. These are very, very clean. Go ahead and eat them. And you might say, brother, God, don't be annoyed. According to the word you gave us, these ones are unclean. I cannot eat them. And God told him, what I have cleansed, do not call unclean.
Amen.
And the Bible says it happened 3 times. Amen.
Amen.
I pray that many of us will make the switch in our mind. Because many of us, I still have the religious mind. We are still in the baptism of John. We don't know that there is a new baptism that has come. Amen.
Amen.
They say, we don't know if there be anything called Holy Ghost. Can you imagine? Is it possible that where you are, you have been left behind? Think about it. Think about it. Because those people, they have been left behind. The train of God has moved forward. They are still at the baptism of John. May God deliver us from the baptism of John. Amen. And bring us into the new baptism.
Amen.
And God said, what I have cleansed, do not call unclean. And as he was talking with God, they told him that there were some unclean people at the gate. Who are the people? Gentiles. God said, arise. Go and fellowship with them. I have cleansed them.
Amen.
So, what is the connection between all the animals he was seeing and the Gentiles he was seeing? Your Bible is written in a symbolic language. Your Bible that you are reading has 3 levels of meaning. Many of us are still at the lowest level. And that is very dangerous. Because the flood is coming at that place. The flood is coming at that level. You need to rise higher. You need to rise higher in your understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Many of us have heard the word about the tabernacle. And we are thinking of Jerusalem and Israel. But you are the new
Jerusalem.
You are the Israel of God.
Amen.
Amen. You need to rise. And understand that God is talking to you.
Amen.
Because when you go back to Genesis 1, God said, let us make man in our own image. And let them have dominion. Over what? What did God say? You should have dominion over. Very good. Where are those things? So everybody in this room will become a hunter and a farmer and a fisherman. How many fishermen are here? Every day you go out to be catching fish. Carnality is a crime.
Oh, Abu Widen, I attack my young
people. Eh? Carnality is a crime.
Abu Widen,
because when you are going at that point, you will not be able to understand. Genesis is telling you there's a lion in your soul. He is telling you there is a bird in your mind. He is saying you that there is a stubborn nature within your will. He
And he's
saying that your will is ruled by the public. You know, many of us are ruled by the public opinion. Our houses are a television house. Our homes are a theater. Your house is a bar. It's an entertainment center. From the time you wake up in the morning till when you sleep, it is entertainment. You can't control yourself. You can't control your mind. You can't control what you think. You can't control anything. You are being ruled by the minds of other people. On the internet. On Facebook. On all the, you are ruled by the sea.
By the,
you know, when you are in the sea, it's the current that is flowing. You want to pray. You cannot pray. Because you must go and watch that program. Your Bible is telling you, you are like the sea, you are like the fish. That doesn't have the ability to swim against the current.
Amen.
And he's saying that that nature must come to the place of judgment. So these natures are in the soul. So you can see the four natures in the soul that must come to the place of judgment. And God has a prophetic word for you. He says, I can clean your soul. He says, what I have cleansed, do not call unclean. Never you say, I cannot overcome. You can overcome lust. Lust works in the desires. This is the place of the desires. This is called lust. Lust means uncontrolled desire. Desire for what is not good. You know it is not good, but you cannot help yourself. In other words, you are a slave to it. And the Bible says that whatsoever a man submits to, he becomes a servant of. If I am a servant of it, it means I am still a child. According to Galatians. And because I am a child, according to Galatians, I cannot be given the responsibility of a son. So let's look at Galatians 4. Let's look at that Galatians
4.
Many of us say we want to be sons of God. By the way, when you look at this tabernacle, the longest distance in the tabernacle is 100. And then the wheat is 50.
Then you more about you.
So you see 100 and 50.
I have put the ike yeah by you.
The number 100 means sonship.
Then you go ahead go by about ike me I want to get the daughter name.
And 50 means jubilee. And
Pentecost.
Pentecost can never bring you to be a son. Because the Pentecostal experience is outside. Remember, we are still talking about outside though. We have not even entered inside. Because inside you have this lampstand. And this table of shewbread. And then the altar, golden altar of incense. Amen.
Amen.
This is where God wants you to be now. So that you can break through the
veil.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what you should be doing.
There
are many of us are still here. And the message this weekend is to tell you to hurry up and come in. Because Revelation 11 says the outer court is going to be destroyed by worldliness. We are struggling with the world. The outer court is going to be trampled by the Gentiles, meaning by the world. The marriage is under pressure. Our minds are under pressure. Our emotions are under pressure. Because we're in the wrong place. Amen.
Amen.
You need to move forward. He told the man, well, you have been in this place for too long. That is the message to us today. Amen. We have been in this mountain for long. He told him, arise, move forward. If you have not heard anything you need to hear, God is telling you, move forward. Amen. And to move forward is to come to the door. This is the gate. It's a narrow is the gate. That leads to life. I'll come back to the gate later. But it says, Jesus says, I am the door. And Jesus is the head. To enter the door means you have to submit to the head. You don't submit to a pastor. Or elders. Or to an end time movement. Who do you submit to? Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it says seven women will take hold of one man. Those women are in control. They have their own head. When you want to eat food, how do you eat the food? You use their leg to eat the food. How many people were eating through their leg this afternoon? Okay, after this now, I think we're going for dinner.
Yes.
Then you use your leg and you start eating the food. You eat the food where? With your mouth. Where is the mouth? In the head. Hallelujah. That means many people are not eating at all. Because they say we will eat our own bread. You know what? They are feeding themselves. They are not part of the body of Christ. How you know you are part of the body of Christ? That Christ is feeding you. And you are not hungry. Because it says, out of the belly of them that believe, they say there is a river that is flowing. I want you to know there is a river flowing from the head to the body. You don't beg for it.
He
said, oh God, give me bread. No, 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 no. He said, their bread shall be assured. Amen.
Amen.
When you wake up, the bread is there already. He said, before they call, I will answer them. Say, tabernacle, tabernacle. Then you open the Bible and you begin to dig deep. You are looking for a revelation. And before long, you go and bring white gods and start bringing it to the people of God. Because you are not connected. The secret is to be connected. When you are connected, you are connected inward. Amen.
Amen.
The river will start flowing. It is called the river of Euphrates. That was the river that was flowing in the Garden of Eden, is it not? It had four branches. It's always flowing.
See,
that anointed my head.
Amen.
Amen. The head is always wet. The mind is always wet. With the river of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was telling about Galatians. Let's go and read Galatians. Now you say, Galatians 1 says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Galatians 4:1. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, we are in bondage under the elements of the world. The elements of the world is speaking about these four natures that you find. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might be, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God. Amen.
Amen.
So this scripture is telling us there's a difference between a son and a child. He's saying the child is under bondage. He says the child is being ruled by the elements of the world. What are these elements of the world? Is it carbon dioxide? Or hydrogen? Or calcium?
Oh yeah,
where are all my people now? What is it? Which other one? Cadmium. Or which was the other one?
Magnesium.
Chlorine. Magnesium. The Bible says, does God care for your oxen? Does God care for your biochemistry or physics? We are talking tabernacle. That's what God is scared about.
He says
the tabernacle of God is what?
With
God is coming to dwell. He is not coming to dwell in a soul that is ruled by the nature of the lion. You know, the lion is wild. The lion is the emotion. The lion feeds on blood. And the Bible says the life of the flesh is where? In the blood. So he's telling you the lion, this emotion feeds on the life of other people. The lion has an appetite for carnality. It is a bottomless pit. Amen. Do you know what is a pit? You have watched the movie, but you will still watch more. You have watched the film. Neka, the serpent, one. And they tell you that there are two more to watch. Neka, the serpent, two. Neka, the serpent, three. When I watch it, I learn that good is better than evil. That's why you are watching it. But you have your Bible. That has a better way of teaching you about it. Amen.
Amen.
And while you are doing naked, the serpent, hell is filling your soul. Unclean spirits are entering. The spirit of witchcraft is entering.
A spirit in for them.
The spirit of sorcery is entering.
A spirit of your with them.
The spirit of revenge is entering.
A spirit is your with them.
And before you know it, your nature is changing also. You are being conformed to the world. Instead of being conformed to Christ. The Galatians is saying you are still a child. You have an end time message. You know you should be a child. You should be a son. You are like the foolish virgin. He's a virgin. He knows the Lord is coming. It is foolish. There is no life of Christ in the soul. Amen.
Amen.
So instead of increasing the life of Christ in you, you know the food. Michael Jackson ate 10 years ago. You know the dress. Beyonce wore last Sunday. You know her, their height. You know her weight. You know the name of her dog. You know where she goes to have summer vacation. But you do not know tabernacle. Amen.
Amen.
Who is a loser? You know everything about the world. You know everything about the world. But you do not know tabernacle. You do not know what Galatians 1 is talking about. When you open it, it looks very strange. It's like, what are they talking about? In fact, as we are talking now, you are already in the film theater. Because there is a bed in your mind. It entered this hall 1 hour ago. And right now it is where in Nollywood. It is cooking dinner at home. While you are still in Ibe, sitting now. Amen.
Amen.
God says, the hair, as long as he is ruled by these fallen natures of the soul, can never be brought into the place of sonship. So you have the nature of an eagle in you. You need them to pray. Immediately you need them to pray. That's when you remember all the people that were owing you. The blood of Jesus. It is more than the blood of Jesus. It's more than the blood of Jesus. You will have a beast in your mind.
Amen.
Amen. But he said, wisdom has slain her beast.
Yes.
There is a place where that beast is slain. It says that will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on this. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a day that wait upon the Lord. They will renew their strength.
Amen.
They begin to climb the ladder. They begin to mount up. Amen.
Amen.
They are no longer in the outer court looking. They are inside the high priest. Hallelujah. There is a place where you can have strength. And it is to bring the mind. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. When you need to overcome, it's not when you are in front of the bar. That's not when you overcome. Don't go near the bar. Because when you are there, you say, oh Lord, deliver me, forget it. Your leg is one step. So blessed is the man that does not walk. Walk in the counsel of the ungodly. If you want to overcome, you overcome now before it comes. Now is when you should be shouting, my God, deliver me. You need to be like Jonah. Do you know Jonah? He said, God, I agree. I am inside the belly of the fish. The fish speaks of the various circumstances that has overwhelmed us. Some of us are overwhelmed by thought of marriage. I am now 39 years old. Very soon I'll be very, very, very old. Amen.
Amen.
The second size of life have overwhelmed
you.
But you can have deliverance this night. You say, God, I agree. There is this situation that has overwhelmed my mind. It has overwhelmed my emotions. It has overwhelmed my desire. The Bible says that he began to cry from the belly of the fish. Are you crying now? Or are you making New Year resolution? New Year resolution is the worst thing you can ever do. Do you know why? You see the wheel. The wheel is the ox, is the servant of the soul. It has no power of itself. The mind rules over the emotions, the desire, and the will. That's the way God created you. The head of the soul is the mind. The mind decides what is going to happen. Amen. And the will is the servant. The will has no power to do anything. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, you need to cry out.
Amen.
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 So for as many that shall call upon the name of the Lord, there will be salvation. Jonah began to cry. He didn't decide, I will do so. We are not saved by the power of the will. Even though that's what they are teaching you, the motivation people are teaching you. Say, focus. Focus. I'm going to be a champion for Christ. It has failed in America.
Oh, I found for America.
It cannot succeed in Ibe. So forget it, it's old news. Amen.
Amen.
Willpower cannot deliver you.
Oh, yeah.
If not, some of us would have been in heaven by now.
Amen.
Amen. What saves a man is to cry out. Deliver me, O God. Someone says, in my distress, I called upon the name of the Lord. Deliver my soul, O Lord. Someone says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven
and the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you see yourself in the belly of the fish, you're overwhelmed. So when my heart is overwhelmed,
yes, you know,
say, lead me to the rock.
Amen.
That is higher than I.
Amen.
When you begin to cry, oh God, say, from the end of the earth. The end of the earth means you are down, you are finished. Your emotions are wild. Your desire is unclean. The mind is falling down. The mind is like that of the chicken. It will rise at the conference. After conference. Boy. Amen. I say, God, it's not conference. Conference is good. But I must go beyond conference. Amen. What I need is transformation. He said, be ye renewed by the be you transformed. Amen. That transformation means metamorpho. A change. Amen.
Amen.
It comes to those who are crying. That is the message of the altar of brass. It's not just that my sins are forgiven. God, I want to enter in. You know, Isaac was telling you he must enter. Every man who wants to enter is crying. Deliver my soul, O God. Amen.
Amen.
They have one job, only one job. Paul say, I die daily.
Amen.
Amen. You wake up in the morning, it is to die that day. Amen. And I say, God, deliver my soul. I must rise. I must rise. So no man can come to the Father, come to me, except the Father draws him. I say, all that will come to me, I will in no wise cast. Have you decided to come? Have you decided to make a response? That it's not just enough to be born again. It's not just enough to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost is for the Spirit. The baptism of water is for your body. But the baptism into Christ is for the soul. Amen. So, when you come to the experience of the liver, it is a place of preparation for the soul to enter in. Amen.
Amen.
So, I know those at the back, you may not see what I'm going to draw. Amen.
Amen.
So this is your spirit. This is your body. And this is your soul. So when you are baptized in the water, it is your body that
receives.
When you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, it is your spirit. But the real man
has,
the real man is your soul. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that we are baptized by the Spirit into Christ.
The Spirit, then you know Christ.
So the baptism of the soul is for the Christ. And Christ, remember, is a many-membered body. It is to bring my soul under the head of
God.
And that is to bring the soul into the experience of the holy place. And to do that, I must go through Jesus Christ.
For he's
the door. Jesus is the door.
Jesus.
Many of us do not have a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ. We do not have a personal relationship with
Jesus.
Jesus is our supermarket. You point and kill. Anything you want, you give your husband Jesus, and then he supplies it for you. We now have a gospel that has turned the church to a supermarket. God is now our husband. He is the supplier of our needs. And you are in this conference because you have a need. Immediately your need is met, we won't see you again. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture says, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That is a commitment to Jesus Christ. That is whether sun or shine. That is, you are in it for food. You are not there for what you are going to get. You are there for love. Amen.
Amen.
For better. For what? Okay, so who says for better, for best? Well, in our own Bible, it is evening and morning. You know, sometimes God will pass you through the evening. Sometimes you can't see the sun. Sometimes it is all dark. Sometimes the voice of God looks so far. Sometimes it is like God has forsaken you. All your friends have gotten married, only you is remaining. All your friends have got the job, only you is remaining. What would you do? Would you also go back? Amen.
Amen.
The man said, we have forsaken all. And we have followed you. Amen. Why are you here? Why are you following on? You want to be a commissioner? You want to be a counselor? You want to be a rich man? You want to be free from witches and wizards. Amen.
Amen.
And having done all, to stand. We need to have a personal revelation of Jesus
Christ.
We need to have a personal commitment with
Jesus.
We need to have a personal place of intimacy. We need to be close to Jesus.
let me seek his spirit. Jesus.
Like someone said, we need to fall in love again. We should not be among those who have forsaken their first love. I used to be in love with Jesus. But now my heart is cold. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be on fire again. That is what is going to take us into this new experience. Amen. In this experience, it is the place where we come into the experience of a lampstand. You know, when you see a lamp, you have a wick in the middle. That wick is you. That wick is your soul.
Amen.
That is surrounded. You are lost in the ocean of Christ.
Amen.
You say Christ in you is the hope of God. The you in Christ.
Forget Christ.
Is the reality. You know, many of us don't know God. We know about God. We can preach about God. But we need a personal revelation. Amen. That is that place where we begin to come into a special, deeper relationship with the Lord. It is a place of resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Because on the third day of creation, all the seeds began to multiply. And if you look at the lampstand, it is filled with flowers. It's filled with almonds. Almond is the first plant to bring forth fruit. It speaks of the first fruit. It speaks of the coming forth of the life of Christ from the soul. It speaks of the fruit of the Spirit.
It
says the fruit of the Spirit is self-control.
Amen.
It is the place where the emotions are brought under the control of the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is walking in your emotion. It begins to bring your emotion under control. It begins to bring forth the fruit of meekness and gentleness. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive.
Amen.
When you begin to come into that place, strife begins to go out of the marriage. Strife begins to go out of fellowship. Strife begins to go out of your heart. The power of division and strife begins to be broken.
Amen.
And it's not just only that, it's the place where there is an enlightenment of the soul. Because when you see seven lamps of fire burning. It is the place where the eyes of your understanding is opened. Amen.
Amen.
As you have physical eyes, that is how you have eyes in your soul. But those eyes that are in your soul need to be opened. The devil will not open it for you. It is the job of the Holy Ghost to open them. So that he might give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of
Amen.
It is the place where the eyes of your understanding begin to be opened. It is the place where you begin to see the things of God. He says, eye has not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man.
Amen.
But those things are revealed to us by the Spirit.
Amen.
The Bible says that I will give you another comforter. That when this comforter has come, he will teach us of all things. He will teach us all truth. He will take of the things of God and show it to
us.
In other words, you come into a school of entertainment. You come into a place where the Holy Ghost is bringing revelation to you. In fact, your soul begins to eat a new kind of food. Jesus said, there is a meat I have which you do not know of. That meat is to do the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
So there is a place where the Spirit of God begins to reveal God to you. Jesus came to that place. The Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is a place where you see a fresh vision of Christ. Are you there? I didn't say a fresh vision of end time movement. A fresh vision of Christ. And there is a proof that you are seeing that vision. Because all the people that saw are on the ground. They are slain.
Amen.
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 The power of self. The power of self agenda is killed. The power of self ambition destroyed. Paul saw such a vision. And his life was turned around. He saw a heavenly vision. Have you seen that vision? That vision cannot be transferred. I can only tell you about it. I can only encourage you about it. But you have to buy the oil yourself. And the oil buying time is fast going. The wise virgin must hurry up to buy the oil. Because very soon the door will be closed. What are you doing? Are you buying oil? Amen.
Amen.
You cannot share another man's experience. You must overcome for yourself. You must see the Lord for yourself. See, in the day that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And he saw the seraphims. I can't talk about seraphim this night.
Amen.
But you see, he saw them, it had six wings. They received an ability to rise in God. You see, the lampstand and the shewbread are the two extra wings you need. My soul must come to that experience of the experience of the word and the spirit. The word is the seventh trumpet. And the spirit is the spirit of adoption. Those are the two elements that help the soul to rise. And when the soul rises, it's able to break through the veil. Amen. That is the quality of the bride of Christ. You must have the ability to rise. Amen.
Amen.
So it's good to be born again. Wash the water.
Then
baptize in the Holy Ghost. You need to move forward. You need to come to the place where the soul is being nourished and changed. Because the Bible says the word of God is perfect, converting the soul.
Amen.
The change in your emotion is going to be by the word of God. The change in your appetite is going to be by the word of God. God has given you a provision.
He
says, my son, give ear to my word. Attend to my words. Receive my words. Hide them in the midst of your heart. They shall be as ornaments of grace. It will bring wisdom to the soul. Amen.
Amen.
God is raising a people, and he is laying it open to us this night. Because the night is fast spent, we have to break off. Amen.
Amen.
We have to break off.
Amen.
Amen. We need to chew on what we have received. It says, thy word have I hid in my
heart,
that I may not sin against you. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to your word. Amen.
Amen.
Say, for by then we will depart from iniquity. Say, by wisdom men depart from iniquity. Amen.
Amen.
So Christ is that minister of life.
Jesus,
he says, husbands, love your wives. As Christ loved the church.
As Jesus Christ, I'm out for us.
And cherishes and nourishes it. Amen. If we will submit our soul to him, he will nourish our
soul.
Amen.
Amen.
If God created your emotions, he has the capacity to satisfy your emotions. We don't need entertainment to satisfy our emotions. That is low level. There is a high level. Amen. He said, in his presence is fullness of joy. Amen. He said, when wisdom is pleasant to your soul. Do you understand? That is a new language in Zion.
He
says, wisdom is pleasant to yourself. You have overgrown worldly entertainment. Just like you have overgrown playing with toys. Amen. I prophesy to you that you can overcome it. Amen. You can overcome the worldly noise. Your soul can come to that place of maturity where the knowledge of the Lord is pleasant to your soul. Amen. If God made you a desire, He can satisfy it. Amen.
Amen.
Say the joy of the Lord. Yes, that's right. This joy is beyond text message. The joy of text message. The joy of snapping yourself. And you'll be disturbing everybody with your features. This is the place where you have a vision of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Zion is rising.
Oh,
amen. We are coming into a new order.
Amen.
Where Christ is feeding His body.
Okay, Christ.
He is nourishing
the body.
He is feeding our soul. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd.
Amen.
He shall gently lead them. He will bring us to the still waters. He will refresh our soul. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. For the Lord is with us. Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us. Amen. Hallelujah.
The
goodness and mercy shall follow
us
all the days of our life. Because we know Him. Amen.
Amen.
Say, this is life eternal that we know Him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a new knowledge. The knowledge of the Most High. And they that know their God shall be strong. And they will do exploits. Every day is a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. It says some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord. Let me end with one angel song I heard in Igbe many years ago. Let me see if you remember that song. I woke up by 4 a.m. and I heard one angel song. My God, I almost died and went to heaven that night. We have thought of thy loving kindness. According to your name, O Lord. So is your praise in all the earth. Amen. Thy faithfulness. Thy fullness. What's the other one? Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Amen. And then it has a brother song. You know the brother song? Say, for this God is our God. Say, He will be our God forever and ever. Amen. He will be our God forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still singing that song?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are not days to be depressed. The days ahead are better than the ones behind. Hallelujah. So you need to strengthen yourself. Because the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And he that started this good work, he has the ability. He is faithful to complete it. Amen. So can we rise and just pray and just bless the Lord? Amen. So you want to sing that song?
Yes, sir.
We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God. According to thy name, O Lord. So is your praise in all the earth. Thy right hand is filled of righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Where is Brother Isaac? Come and pray.